Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Thinking maybe your backyard is a little damp this morning around the area. But, you know, we're sort of getting used to that. And then, well, Jim has told us it's going to get hot today. It is August, first day of August. We kind of expect high heat and humidity in August. So it's just a part of an Iowa summer. Well, a part of Iowa summer, of course, is all of the good veggies that are in great abundance right now. Gardens, for the most part, have been doing really well. Occasionally, I've heard a few people say their tomatoes haven't done so well. Occasionally, the peppers haven't done so well. And I'm thinking that that spell, remember we had a spell back there when the tomatoes were really growing and so on, when it was cold almost every night, cold enough that tomatoes didn't like it and said, oh, I'm not going to go out there. But, of course, the heat has helped to bring that around. But whatever, there's a long list of veggies, fresh, locally grown veggies available right now. Some of you go to the farmer's market, some of you grow your own, some of you have great neighbors that give them to you, and there's some in our local grocery stores too. So, how do you prepare this? Well, you know, one of the best ways is just put them under running water and wash off the outside and eat them just like that, fresh, no cooking, that's fine. But one of the easiest ways to cook them is to stir fry. Now, many of you listening probably stir fry on a regular basis, but it's the greatest thing for summer cooking. It doesn't heat up your kitchen much. It is easy. It is fast. What more could you ask for? The thing that takes the most time is kind of if chopping up, cutting up the food. Other than that, the cooking is usually, 5, 8, 10 minutes at the most. I mean, it doesn't get much quicker than that. So I want to talk about kind of the method. But before that, I want to talk about oil, because most times stir fry starts with oil. That's why we call it stir fry, is we have oil. It can be done with a broth. It will have a slightly different outcome in terms of flavor and maybe not quite that crispiness that you sometimes get with stir fry. But if you're starting with oil, and it doesn't take very much, for instance, a pound of zucchini, summer squash, would take a little over a tablespoon, you know, so we're not putting lots of fat in there. But it is important the kind of oil that you choose, because another one of the techniques for good stir fry is to start at a pretty high temperature, not hot, hot, blazing hot, but kind of a medium high. I like to think about it, you know, sometimes when you see the oil start to get hot, it kind of shimmers, and then it's time for sure to put food in. Well, oils have different smoking points. In other words, at the time, at a certain temperature they get, rather than being just hot, they're going to start breaking down and smoking. And you don't want that because it affects the nutritional value, but it affects the flavor. You don't want that. So you want to choose an oil that is going to be one that's going to not smoke at that temperature that you're going to be cooking. So what's out? Well, don't use butter. If you want to add butter, you know, you do that at the end. Don't use it as the beginning fat or oil. Extra virgin olive oil, and many folks who have oil on their shelf, that's what it is going to be, extra virgin olive oil. That's on the no list also because of a lower smoke point. So what do you choose? Well, you could choose vegetable shortening, but not the most recommended. It does have a higher smoking point, but it's not as healthy for you as some others. So lard would also be on that list, of course. Canola oil, that's one that's easily available on your grocery shelf. And if you're doing quite a bit of stir frying, you know, you don't have to buy the biggest bottle on the shelf, but canola oil is a good choice. Other good choices are peanut oil. And that's another one that's readily available, probably a little more expensive than the canola. And refined soy oil would be another one. Safflower oil, avocado oil, those are ones that are not so readily available and certainly more expensive. So start with canola or peanut oil. Those would be easily available. Also, somebody asked me the other day if coconut oil would be a good choice. Well, not too good because its smoking point is lower than that of the canola oil. So probably not the best. In fact, the smoke point is the same as butter. So that tells you not a good choice for stir frying. Maybe for some other things, but not for stir frying. So what do you put in a stir fry? Well, it really depends on you. And to me, that's one of the advantages. What are the advantages of stir fry? One is you can put almost anything in it that you want to. Two is you can make however amount you want. You know, so if you're a single person living alone, you can make just a small amount. And if you have a bigger family, you can make a bigger amount. So that part's really easy. Another thing I like is that it takes one pan and everything can go in the pan. And so it's easy cleanup. The pan of choice, my choice, is an electric skillet. Do you still have an electric skillet? Some people got rid of them. I know we went through sort of a phase where electric skillet was the thing to use for everything. I think it's really handy because you can set the heat. And mine is a newer one that has, you know, the nonstick finish on it. But even the older ones, usually they are made well and they'll do well. And just that little bit of oil, you're not going to have much sticking anyhow. If you don't have one of those, if you can't find it, it's tucked away, or you just got rid of your electric skillet, then almost any skillet on top of your stove top, and possibly on top of the grill would be the simplest alternative. And I think most people have a skillet of some sort, and most people have a stove top of some sort. So that's those two pieces of equipment, plus a spatula or a kind of a flat spoon to do the stirring with. That's all the equipment you need while you're doing the cooking. Beforehand, a good chopping knife or chopper or slicer, whatever, is good to get the veggies prepared. So I just wanted to mention, some of you may remember that I was doing some food demo at the Cass County Fair and also recently did one at the food pantry to show that it's easy and it's fast, and you can just do what you want to do. So in addition to the veggies, the fresh veggies, which have been sliced or chopped, you might add leftover cooked meat. And I know you can cook the meat in the stir fry first, but I think it's just easier and safer if you just use, if you got some leftover chicken, some leftover ham, whatever, you can put that in at the end. And leftover veggies from another meal, even if they're canned, or recently I had part of an ear of corn left, sweet corn, so I cut that off, so it's all cooked. And you might want some herbs. Basil works great, but oregano, thyme, just almost any kind, cilantro, any of those kinds of things would work. And you might want some seasonings, the basic seasonings, a little pepper, a little bit of salt. And then if you want to add some other favorite seasonings you have, maybe you have a barbecue one, maybe you have a Mexican one, whatever spices you want, you know, and gather all of this before you turn on the heat and get ready to cook, because then it goes quickly. And for the most part, you kind of need to stay there and pay attention to it. This isn't something you put on the stove and walk away and do another chore. You need to be right there stirring. It's stir fry, so you need to be right there. But remember, it's only going to be a few minutes and you'll have it all done. So just for example, the ones that I recently was doing included green beans, zucchini, which is a summer squash, onion, garlic, and as I mentioned, the sweet corn. So we need to think about if some of those veggies take longer to cook than the others. We either can make them smaller in size so they'll cook equally in an equal amount of time, or put them in earlier, cook them a bit before we add the next one. So I did slice up my green beans into a little more than an inch size. And you know what? I don't snap off the end anymore, just the stem end, not the other end. Why take time? That's just a part of your good green bean. Save some time there too. And slice the zucchini about, not a quarter of an inch thick, a little thinner than that. Had the corn all cut off the cob, had the onions either sliced or diced, whichever you prefer. Had the garlic all diced up and ready to go. So the oil is hot. put in the onion and the garlic and cook it just a bit. What happens is that the oil absorbs that flavor, so it will be evenly spread throughout the finished product. Rather than putting those things in later, you're going to get much better flavor to put those in first. Then added the green beans because they take a little bit longer than the zucchini. Then stir a bit, get them started hot, get them started cooking, add the zucchini, and soon that's all pretty much cooked. Just at the end, before it's finally cooked to your taste, add the herbs if you're adding that, and then finally the corn in this case, because it's already cooked, all you need to do is heat it. There is your meal in a flash in the pan. Very easy, made to your taste buds, and great taste and great nutrition for you too. So try a little stir fry. Until next time, here's a thought. Everything can change in the blink of an eye, so make the most with those who mean the most.